Psalm 121. In this section in the collection of Psalms, Psalm 120 through Psalm 134 are called and known as Songs of Degrees. And your Bible probably has that notation right under the Psalm notation. And these are believed to be songs and these songs are believed to have been sung, or at least the words repeated, as God's people went up to Jerusalem for the feast days. And we know Psalm 122 when we that gets quoted a lot. Verse 1 says, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." And so these were believed, or are believed, to have been songs written as a call to worship or a call to prayer. And they would sing these songs as they were traveling to Jerusalem for the feasts. And so I want to look at Psalm 121. And it's just 8 verses, so I'd like to read all 8 verses. And I know we normally stand, but I want to read through these. I don't think we need to necessarily stand tonight. I just want to read quickly through these verses and then give us 3 things that I see in these verses. And I hope that it'll be a help and a blessing to us. Psalm 121, the Bible says, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even evermore." So in this psalm, I see that I gave it this thought: I have help. I have help. And I've got 3 little points. And as we look at these psalms, or these songs that were written, each of them kind of carries a different theme or a different thought. And this one, I just have in my Bible from years ago. This one is a psalm of relief. Psalm 120 I have as a psalm of request. "In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me." Psalm 123 I have as a psalm of respect, where the psalmist says, "Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens." Psalm 124 I see as a psalm of reflection. "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say..." So they're reflecting on what God had done. And then Psalm 126 I see as a psalm of rejoicing. "When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream." And so all of these songs, or these psalms, had a purpose and had a message with them. But I see here in Psalm 121 that this is a psalm of relief. Because we all get into a place or a time when we need help. We need the Lord, and we look to Him for His guidance and His strength. And so I kind of broke this down in sections. In verse 1 and 2, I see that I have relief and I have help because He is my power. He is my power. Verse 1 says, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help." Now, I believe he's probably talking about the hills around Jerusalem. We have the thought of Zion and Mount Zion out of the sides of the north, the city of the great king. He's lifting his eyes above that which is on his plain. And he's lifting his eyes toward heaven. And I don't think he's necessarily looking at the hills and what is on the hills, but I think it's just telling us that he's lifting his eyes because he says, "My help cometh from the Lord. He is my power." And we see that in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, where Paul had cried out to the Lord thrice, and the Lord told Paul, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather Paul says, glory in my infirmities. Why? That the power of Christ may rest upon me. He is my power. The Bible says that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He is my power. He is my strength. And so when we come into a time of a low estate, or a time of trouble, a time of darkness, you might say, we can look and lift up our eyes and know that God stands for us. We also see in Psalm 125, verse 1 and 2, the Bible says this, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever. And I think that's the thought in Psalm 121. Just like the hills that surrounded Jerusalem, God is around and surrounding and about his people from henceforth forever. And the Lord's told us as his people, he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And so I'm thankful that God is my power and I don't have to look for anything else. He is my relief because he is my power. I have relief because he is my power. Then I want us to see in verse 3 through verse 6, not only is he my power, he is my protector. Verse 3, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Remember, David wrote in Psalm 40 where he says that God pulled him out of the miry clay, out of a pit, and placed his feet on a rock and established his goings, established his way. He put David on firm foundation, and David settled his feet. And the Bible says there here that God will not suffer thy foot to be moved. If we will let God plant us, if we will let God place us, he will not let us slip. Or we won't slip because of him. We might have trouble because of our own doing, but he will not suffer thy foot to be moved, the Bible said. Why? How can we say that? Because it goes on and says, he that keepeth thee will not slumber. God is never caught unaware of our need. He is never caught unaware of our situation. And so he is my protector even when I make silly decisions. Even when I make mistakes, God is still my protector. I'm so grateful for that because I make wrong decisions every day. Some of them very small. On our way to church this evening, we came out of our gravel road and it tees into a state highway, and I turn left to go to work every morning, and we turn right to come over here to go to church. And Betsy and I were visiting about something. I'm just turned left and was headed toward work, and I said, "Well, where am I going?" So I had to turn around and go back. So we all make mistakes. We all do things like that. But you know, God, even in those things, he's watching over us and he'll protect us and he keepeth us. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. I'm thankful that it's present tense. The Lord is thy keeper. There's no doubt about it. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. God is our protector. Right now and forevermore. And we can trust in that. We can believe in that. And I know these are not new things to us. We know these things. But I need to be reminded. I need to be reminded that God has put me in a good place. And he will keep me there. And I just need to follow him. And I need to trust him. And I need to believe him. So I have help. I have relief because he is my power. I don't need to look for anything else. He is my protector. I don't need to depend on anyone else. Psalm 124 says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Thank God for that. That just echoes what we read here in verse Psalm 121. He is our protector. And then in verse 7 and 8, the Bible says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. We saw that again, like we looked in verse 2 of chapter 125. From henceforth, even forever. And so, again, we see this word shall. God shall. God makes promises and he keeps them. He shall preserve us. He shall preserve our soul. And I'm grateful that we're told that the Holy Spirit seals us and we are kept by God in his possession. He preserves us. Later on here in the year, everybody's going to start getting ramped up and getting ready to start canning stuff. I'm grateful for that. I know it's a lot of work. Now, my wife loves to can and preserve. She doesn't love the gardening and the weeding and the picking and all that stuff. But if we'll bring her a pile of stuff, she'll can it. And she'll put it up and she'll put it away. And I love the fall. And I love the harvest. And I love those things that happen. It's an enjoyable time for us, for our family. Was it last year or 2 years ago when we did all that sweet corn? We did how many dozen? How many dozen did we do that? 100 dozen? 100 dozen ears of sweet corn. And the ladies, to boil it down, I don't have, we of course had to do it all, and the ladies took it and did their magic in the over the stove. But that was a lot of work. All the grandkids were there, and the kids and grandkids were all there. It was a wonderful time. And then we're still eating that sweet corn every once in a while. Put it in the freezer. It's good stuff. That's the thing about preserving. When you put something in that jar and you seal it and it does what it does, it preserves that food. And so when you open that food up a year later or whatever it is, that food, if it was preserved correctly, is just as good and exactly the way it was when you put it in there. That's about preservation. By the way, that's what our Bible is. God has preserved his word, and it is just as powerful. It is just as good as it was when even the oldest of the writings were written that are included in the canon of Scripture. It has been preserved. It is perfect the way God wanted it to be because it's been perfectly preserved. And he says here, the Bible tells us, the Lord shall preserve thee. It doesn't just say he'll keep thee from all evil. He'll preserve thee. He'll preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. God will keep us, and God will sustain us, and God will get us to a place where we are benefited and when we can be a benefit to others because God preserves us and he protects us and he is our power. So I'm thankful that even when I make mistakes, even when I make wrong choices, and even when life gets difficult, I have help and I have relief because he is my power. He is my protector. He is my preserver, and I don't need anybody else. I'm thankful for people in my life. I'm thankful for my family. But sometimes only God can meet the need we have. And I'm thankful that he's always ready to meet it. Amen.